Welcome to Life Skills for Kids, Superstar Practical Strategies, your go-to podcast for surviving and thriving with your children. I'm your host, Deb Hopper, and as a parent and an occupational therapist, I understand the reality of getting through each day with the kids. Join me now as we delve into tips, tricks, and strategies that you can use today. Hi, welcome to the Life Skills for Kids podcast. I'm Deb Hopper, and today we have a very special guest, Julia Hache. Did I say that right?
It's pretty good compared to what I sometimes get.
Awesome. So Julia is a blogger, a podcast host, author, and mentor for single parents. She became a single mother in 2013 when her daughter was just a few months old and created the Single Mother Survival Guide in 2016 to assist newly single mums in all areas that they may need to know about. It aims to inform single mums on relevant issues, support single mothers on their journey, inspire them and motivate them to create the happy single mother life that they want. She does this by providing a community for single mothers, providing honest and inspirational content through her website, blog, podcast, and social media, her one-on-one mentoring, and her online membership experience for single mothers called Thrive Tribe. She also contributes to other online publications such as KidSpot, Mamma Mia, and Huffington Post, and has been interviewed on many podcasts, including KidSpot's The Juggling Act, and has been live at the desk on Channel 7's The Daily Edition, talking single motherhood. She lives in Sydney, Australia with her daughter. So welcome, Julia. That is a long list of accomplishments.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. So I am really, really interested to hear about the challenges of single motherhood. I have many single mum friends and I know it's very, very tricky for them. And I take my hat off to you guys. You guys do amazing.
Thank you.
And I'm just wondering, so on this podcast, we have lots of parents listening in and also lots of therapists and professionals. And what I really wanted to highlight here was, for us to learn more about the challenges of being a single mum. Can you tell me to start with, when a mum finds herself newly single, what are some of the challenges that that they come across straight away?
I'd say the first one is loneliness, because no one goes into, and I guess loss of dreams, your life goals and your dreams, how you thought life was going to be is different. No one sort of grows up thinking, oh, when I grow up, I want to be a single mother. Even the women who've decided to become single mothers by choice hope that they meet a partner and then they have children together, and most of us didn't grow up going, I want to be a single mum when I grow up, unless you're my daughter who thinks it's amazing. And so I think it's really one of the biggest challenges is that feeling alone, feeling like there's no one else around you that understands. And I know for me, I had a baby when I became a single mum. I knew there were other single mums out there, but I didn't know where to find them. I was like, where are these people? Because I feel like completely alone. No one understands. I felt like people pitied me and I didn't want that. I just wanted to be like a normal person but have other single mums that I could talk with and that we could get each other, So that's a huge challenge. Another challenge is the change in lifestyle. And I know we're going to talk about tips maybe a bit later, but I think for single mums, that difficulty to accept that life is going to be a bit different now. And that can be in a whole range of different areas. The first one that comes to mind is obviously budget. I find a lot of single mums struggle suddenly and their lifestyle has really changed. And maybe they can't afford to live in a 3-bedroom house anymore. Maybe they have to downsize to a 2-bedroom apartment, and it's really hard and they're very resistant to it and they don't want to do it. But it's the reality that when life goes from often 2 incomes to 1, changes have to be made. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. And we can carry a lot of guilt as any mother, all mothers feel guilt. And I think it's kind of doubled for single mothers because you feel like suddenly there's a lot more pressure on you, time pressure, financial pressure. You feel guilt for your children. You feel guilty that they don't have their parents together anymore, and there's a lot of guilt. And but I think the sooner you kind of accept that this is life, and yes, it sucks, and I'm not saying don't grieve and, you know, don't go through that process, absolutely, but eventually there has to be a time where you have to accept that life is going to be a bit different now. And I think that's a huge challenge for people, because we are very resistant. We want our old life back. We want, you know, not only the relationship, potentially it wasn't good anyway and that's why it ended, maybe we're relieved, but for others it's a shock. We don't want to be single. We want to be with the person that we loved, and it's the grief. It's very hard. The other thing that I would say, that I'll mention two others that are quite big ones, dating, which maybe not be quite relevant to your audience, but it's really hard to get back out there dating as a parent, and then, you know, often having experienced something quite traumatic or heartbreak and putting ourselves out there again, and dating with a child, you know, and knowing when to introduce your child or your children to your new partner, and, you know, maybe they've got children, and then suddenly you've got all these different relationships going on, like you've got your relationship with their children and their relationship with your children and both of your children's relationships, and you got your relationship with your partner. There's a lot to like juggle. So I think that's a challenge. And finally, I would say co-parenting and communication. I see a lot of single moms separate with the best of intentions, and they're like, oh, no, we're not going to be like that. You know, we've talked about it. We have a great plan. We're going to co-parent. We're going to be very amicable. Everything's fine. And I hate to say this, and I'm not a negative person, but I'm realistically, the statistics from what I've seen is that probably 70% of the time, that changes. And it changes when someone gets a new partner. It changes when one of the people gets a lawyer, and then suddenly the lawyer can be quite combative. You know, lawyers can be very much like, oh no, you deserve this and you should go for that. And maybe suddenly what they've verbally agreed is out the window. And now suddenly, you know, the other party wants a lot more, maybe financially or even from a child care perspective, you know. So money, you know, child support, all huge topics of contention, and it's very difficult. So those are probably the top challenges that come to mind when I think about challenges for single parents.
Absolutely. And I know that from a therapist perspective that, I've seen quite a number of families separate, and it is really tricky, you know, from our perspective to keep everybody on the same page, to respect the wishes of, you know, who gets the report or not, and that, you know, having that legal consent. Yeah, so there's lots and lots of different things to consider. And you mentioned at the beginning that change in role from being, you know, a family of, you know, three or four to a family of, you know, two or three without the partner. It's because our role is linked to, you know, our habits and our routines, and when that role is taken out, it's fundamental to our core, and that's why it's so different. Yeah. Yes, 100%. Yeah.
That's where mindset kind of steps in too, though. And it's really important that, like I said before, you take the time to grieve, but I see some single parents who then for years continue to live in a sort of victim mentality. And this is actually an opportunity for you to have a whole new life. And there are so many advantages to being a single mum, you know, and to be able to look at it as an opportunity rather than sort of a life sentence, you know, is really important.
Absolutely. Yeah. So tell me, what are the top tips that you would give to a new single mum? And you've mentioned going through the grieving process, which is so important to start with.
It's so important. I think you've got to take the time to grieve, and there's no timeline. There's no like, okay, this is week one, this is where you're going to feel, week three I'll feel here. You know, it ebbs and flows, and maybe something will come back in 3 years' time and trigger you, you know, and there's no wrong or right. There's no like you're taking too long, or, you know, you got over it too quickly, or, you know, it's everyone's on their own journey. And I think, though, that what there is a risk of is a lot of women and men, but yeah, trying, I guess we're talking about women, but this was to anybody, kind of avoiding the grieving process. We like to avoid feelings of discomfort and feelings of sadness with distraction, you know, and for some people that's maybe jumping into a relationship straight away, and it's a band-aid kind of solution. So definitely one of my top tips would be to really, yeah, go through that grieving process in your own time and surround yourself with women who get it. Find a group of single mums who get it, who get you. You know, our challenges are different, and it's really hard sometimes to relate to other mothers who aren't single. Something that I know really frustrates so many of us is when mums who are not single say, oh, I feel like I'm a single mum this week or something, because their husband or their partner has gone away for a few days. And there's a lot more to single parenting than logistically being alone in the house for 3 days, you know, and having to do everything by yourself. There's the, obviously that you're doing the financial aspects, there's the lack of emotional support, you know. So I've gone off on a tangent now.
But that is really important, because it sounds like that minimizes the role of a single mum.
Yeah. And even like the other day, one of my friends, I heard he's a dad, and he was sitting there with his wife, and he was talking about his wife going to Melbourne. He's like, oh, I'm going to be a single dad next week. And I was like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just away very for different. A few days. You can call her whenever you want. You can have that emotional support. You're both having an income, you know, like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's very different. Definitely. But yeah, I think, once it's actually very grief, that's what we were talking about. It's very empowering to find yourself in a position where you realize that you've actually got this and you can do it by yourself. And it's really hard, you know, like even just little things like opening jars. Sometimes, like when you're in a relationship, it's really easy to be like, I can't open that. Can you open this bottle, or can you open this jar? There's a spider, can you get rid of it? You know, and there's a lot of things that we don't want to do that we can often offload onto our partner. It's jumping into a new relationship is risky, because it not only is a band-aid solution and distracts you from the grief, but it doesn't allow you to get to that point of empowerment where you're like, I am killing it. I can do this, you know, and it's not going to happen straight away. But I think one of the best parts about being a single mum is getting to that stage when you're super empowered, where you're like, oh my God, I've got this, like I can do this all. And then a new relationship is like the icing on the cake, you know, and you're also ready then to attract someone who's also ready. You know, I'm a big believer in what you put out into the universe is what you get back. Yes. So yeah, that would be a tip. So the grieving process. I'd also say something really important and probably very unsexy is just redoing your budget, having a look at what kind of expenses you actually need. I think we just spend so much money on things we don't even realize. You know, we've got all these subscriptions to Disney Plus and Netflix and Stan and Hey You and everything. And it's just doing a bit of a life audit, a bit of a financial audit on what we need, what we want, what we're not using, you know, all those things. Can we rejig things? Obviously, you want to make sure that you've got less money going out than you've got coming in. So it's something that people, I think, shy away from, because some of us don't like dealing. I love it. I love spreadsheets. But like some people don't like that, you know, and that's fine. But the doing it is another step to getting you to that place of empowerment where you're like, I've got this. And also making changes where you need to. Another one that I touched on before when we were talking about the challenges is acceptance, and just kind of accepting where you're at in life and that things will be a little bit different, you know, lowering your expectations a little bit as well, like not feeling guilty. Do your kids need to be in dancing, gymnastics and ice skating? You know, that's expensive. That's a lot. And kids are not going to suffer, you know, like if you can't afford swimming lessons suddenly, like, that's okay. You know, take them to the beach. Swim with them yourself, you know, and it doesn't matter if they're going to miss out on a year of swimming lessons. I think we just put so much pressure on ourselves, and even things with like making sure the house is clean all the time. And, you know, I just think we've got to relax. We're not going to lie there on our deathbed and be like, so glad I spent all those hours cleaning. Like, it's going to be about the memories with our loved ones, our experiences, that kind of thing. And I think use the opportunity to bond with your children, to build your relationships, to, you know, look after yourself rather than putting too much pressure on you to do all the things, which might have been possible before. But as I said, it comes back to acceptance and things are a little bit different. I'll touch on a couple more other things. Is that okay?
Or yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So as I mentioned before, meeting other single mums, I think this is a huge, huge part of realizing that there's nothing wrong with you. And I mentioned it before, when I became a single mum, I felt really lonely and I wanted to connect with other single mums, and I did. And some of those single mums that I met, you know, they're still very close friends of mine and we've been through a lot together. And surrounding myself with these other women when I was at my lowest point made me go, hang on, well, she's normal and she's normal and she's normal. And like, these are really smart, intelligent women and there's nothing wrong with them. Like, they're beautiful people. Like, there's nothing wrong with me either. You know, it kind of just reaffirms that you're not like unusual or abnormal or a failure. You know, you're just like everyone else, and your relationship status doesn't define who you are as a person.
Absolutely.
And when you surround yourself with these other people, it just kind of, it helps you focus on that, if that makes sense. The other thing is, do not worry about what people think. You know, a lot of people are judgy and they might pity you, and a lot of women get really embarrassed, especially when it comes to like their first social outings, and they're like, how am I going to mention that this, like, what if they ask me about my husband? I have to like tell them what's happened. And I felt like that too. I felt so much shame and I felt so embarrassed. And there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. And people judge, and it says a lot more about them than it does about you. And I know, like, when I first became a single parent and my baby was just a few months old and I went to buy a fridge for our new place, it was just going to be for her and I. And we did move from a 3-bedroom house into a little 2-bedroom unit, and went and bought a fridge. And the guy said to me, the fridge sales guy said to me, oh, that fridge is not going to be suitable. Like, you've got a baby, you've got a husband, you've got a growing family. Like, that's going to be too small. And I said, oh no, it's just for me and my daughter. And he was like, what? No partner? And I was like, no. And I was so vulnerable at that time. I just wanted to cry and I just wanted to like die. I was just like so ashamed. And he was like, your poor baby. And in that moment, it actually flipped. And I thought, I just kind of left the store. And in my head, I thought, how dare you? You don't know what I've come from. My baby is lucky, you know, like, I'm a better person now because I'm not in that toxic relationship, you know. And at the end of the day, that's what you have to remember. No one else knows your story except for you. And you can't worry about what other people think.
Yep.
And last of all, or two last things, I'd say mindset, super important. You've got to work on your mindset. As I mentioned at the beginning, you don't want to be a victim. You don't want to see this as a life sentence. You want to look at this as an opportunity. There's so many advantages of becoming a single mom. You don't have to compromise. You can go on a holiday if you want to. You know, for those of us that share care with our kids, you might have every second week off. And at the beginning, that's going to feel devastating, absolutely devastating. I can assure you that it does get easier. But suddenly, you've got time. You can go on a retreat if you want to. You know, you can do all these things. I know a lot of my friends now who have partners, they're like, I wish that I could like go away. And I, you know, go away a lot by myself. And when I say a lot, you know, my daughter's only with her dad probably 4 weeks of the year, but I still get to go. I've been to Bali by myself. I've been on a retreat, you know.
Yes.
And I think it's great, you know. So you've got to look at this as an opportunity. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you want to study something new. You know, you could have a whole new career, and it's an opportunity to rediscover yourself and just get yourself out there, because a lot of the time we lose ourselves in relationships. Mm. So I think the mindset thing is really big. And the last thing I'll say is really prioritize self-care. We put ourselves last all the time, not only as single mothers, but as mothers in general. And it's so important for us. And the best way to do this is to actually schedule it in. Block out the time in your diary. I'm super big on planning and I always plan out my week. One of the first things I schedule in every week is all my workouts every week, because I know that if I don't do that, I'm not going to do it. And for me, physical exercise is looking after my mental health, and I need that. And if I don't have that, I'm going to lose the plot. I'm going to start getting stressed and anxious, and like, you know, it's all going to get on top of me. And it's the way that I keep myself mentally healthy. And same thing with like evenings. I like to have 2 to 3 evenings off where I do nothing. I work a lot in the evenings, or I've got a partner now, so a lot of the time we'll spend time together. But I want to have 2 to 3 nights a week where it's just me. Maybe I watch some trashy TV. I get in the bath and I read and I, you know, give myself a facial and exfoliate. And it's just like that is my ultimate mm-hmm. relaxation. And it always makes me feel better. So prioritize, you make time for what you prioritize. So I would say, please prioritize your self-care and your mental health.
Awesome.
Those are my top tips. Sorry. I could talk about it for weeks, Deb.
I love your enthusiasm. And the top two that spoke to me then were reframing, and that is so important.
Yeah.
And self-care. And for me, I really challenge people to find what are your self-care hacks, whether that's in the bath or a trashy show, and that can change from, you know, from week to week, or, you know, year to year. But for me too, like, I love an exfoliation. Like, it's just putting that moisturizer on afterwards. It's like, oh, feels so nice.
And it's almost like a metaphorical cleanse. Because you're yes. cleansing your skin and like the dead skin, but it's like you can use it as a ritual of cleansing emotionally as well.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it. Thank you so much. We can all take a lot of those self-care tips.
No problem at all.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to put some links in the podcast as well for some extras and how people can contact you. But do you want to quickly share about your Thrive Tribe?
Yes. So Thrive Tribe is my online membership experience for single mothers. And I say experience because it's like a social group online, and it's amazing. It's the best, like, I'm so proud of this community. We have the best group of women. Everybody is so beautiful and supportive, and we do monthly Zooms where we all catch up together. We share our struggles, we share our challenges, we share our wins. We have guest speakers. So you're going to be a guest speaker in my community next month, which is very exciting.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And so every month is a theme. So we've had themes like dating, we've had themes like finances, we've had themes like self-care. And we really focus that month on that theme. And it's also kind of got an inbuilt course, but the whole goal of it is to help you thrive mm-hmm. and to get empowered. So I show you the way. There's strategies that you can easily put in place, and my mission is to make every single mother live her absolute best life.
Oh, so important. Thank you. That is such an important mission to have.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love it.
So, yeah, congratulations on your membership. That's amazing.
Thank you. And to you for yours.
Oh, no worries. Yeah. So for those who don't know, I support occupational therapists in our kids OT pod for clinical mentoring and group supervision. And, have some parent things happening soon too.
So exciting.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being our guest today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
No worries. And make sure that you jump on if you're sitting in the car and click through and find out how you can connect with Julia.
Thanks so much.
Great. Deb. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining me on the Live Skills for Kids podcast, giving you superstar parenting tips so you can be the rock in your child's life.
Do you have an anxious child and do you feel overwhelmed and unsure how to help them? Check out my book, Teaching Kids to Manage Anxiety, Superstar Practical Strategies, to help your anxious child move from fear and worry to confidence and peace. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. The information we discussed today was just that, information only. It is not specific advice. If you take action following something you heard today, it's important to make sure you get professional advice about your unique situation before you proceed, whether that advice be legal, financial, accounting, medical, or other advice. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or if there's another topic you'd like explored. And if you know someone who might benefit from the show, remember to tell them or suggest my Instagram, Facebook, or Life Skills for Kids website. Thank you.